And it is crunch week for Operation Christmas Child. And here to talk about it is Lynette Kirsch, the Great Lakes Coordinator. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for what you do. It's just so cool to hear the stories of how people have been impacted through Operation Christmas Child and how it impacted them as a child. And now, and we've heard stories from those that have been impacted by a box that, man, they're just living on fire for Christ. So tell us, what's going on right now with Operation Christmas Child? Is it too late to get involved?
Nope, not too late at all. So we are on the last days. Today's Wednesday, so you have until Monday, November 21st, to find your nearest Operation Christmas Child drop-off location. You can easily do that by Googling Operation Christmas Child drop-off locations. That's a Ministry of Samaritan's Purse. So you just go in there, you throw in your zip code there, and then it'll give all of your closest locations. So let me back up a minute and just say to pack a shoebox, I think you mentioned it earlier, impacts a child in so many amazing ways. And packing a shoebox is the start. A shoebox contains things like school supplies, small little toys and that kind of thing, and then hygiene items is typically what you put in them. The school supplies are always deemed the most important. A lot of kids in other countries aren't allowed to go to school if they don't have crayons and pencils and paper and things like that. So it's a really big deal to pack these boxes to be able to help them.
Wow. So let's go from scratch here. Is it any size shoebox? Does it have to be a certain size?
Nope, any size shoebox. It can be, you know, you can dump your shoes out in your closet and just let them be on the floor and use whatever shoeboxes happen, you know, to have. So they recommend a standard size shoebox. Any shoebox works. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to do anything with it. You can go to the same website that I talked about before, SamaritansPurse.org/Operation Christmas Child. You can print out your own label on there. The most fun part about picking packing a shoebox is that you actually get to decide, do I want to pack for a boy or a girl? And then what's the age? You can pack for a 2 to 4 year old, a 5 to 9 year old, or a 10 to 14 year old. So it's a really fun thing to take your kids, get them involved. You can go find a shoebox. And honestly, if you're struggling, if you don't keep shoeboxes in your home, you can go to your local Walmart or a local shoe store. And a lot of times they just have shoeboxes that they're more than willing to give to you for you to be able to pack it for a child in another country.
Or get something for yourself, too. Get a new pair of shoes.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Great idea.
All right. Well, and gosh, I'd be a child that would want a shoebox from Shaquille O'Neal.
There you go. Yep.
All right. So do you have guidelines to help us out to know what items we can and cannot put in and maybe some suggestions depending on the age of the child and the gender?
Sure. So the things you need to stay away from would be no liquids in the box. That's kind of an obvious reason, just so that, you know, something doesn't accidentally spill out in the shoebox. So that means no bubbles, no water bottles, no snack food items, and nothing that's like military related. A lot of these kids are from third world countries. A lot of the shoeboxes last year went to Ukraine because, you know, the war was just starting and it, you know, a lot of things were going on there. So it's basically, a shoebox just gives them joy. So as far as recommended items to put in there, school supplies are always my favorite. My second favorite, my most important favorite toy item would be marbles. And I know marbles seem like maybe a silly toy, but I think that they hit all age ranges. I even put marbles in my 2 to 4 boxes. Some people might think, oh, you know, why would you do that? They're small and they're... So kids in third world countries, again, we're not talking about American kids. We're talking about kids that at 4 years old, they're tending a fire so that their parents can go to work. We're talking about kids that are used to going and scavenging at very young ages to go get water for their family and having to travel, you know, to a location to be able to get that. So you have to kind of, some of our American views, you have to kind of just say, you know, what's right for the shoebox is right for the shoebox and ignore. But I've been to other countries. I've been to Haiti and seeing the kids, I always take marbles with me. And then the boys are just so excited to show me. You can hear those marbles clinking around in their pockets the entire time you're visiting. And it's such an easy thing. Anybody can play marbles anywhere you are. And marbles don't go bad. You know, the only thing that they can do with a marble is lose it, you know. So it's a toy that kind of endures forever. So.
But I'd imagine they keep good track of those marbles because they're so thankful for them.
I mean, yep. Like I said, I could hear them clinking in their pockets, you know, the whole week that I was there. So for older kids, a lot of like for the girls especially, a lot of them are starting to leave their families. So some fun things there would be sewing kits. You can buy really inexpensive sewing kits that just have needles and thread. Another favorite for the boys is fishing kits. So just a way for them to have materials that may be a little bit hard for them to get in other countries. Always love to pack stuffed animals, something soft for them, even for the 10 to 14-year-old age. Sometimes the rolled up blankets that you can find pretty inexpensively that would fit in a shoebox. Don't get a blanket that won't fit in a shoebox. It's got to fit in the shoebox. But those are really good choices. The main things to stay away from would just be don't put seeds in your boxes. Don't put any kind of snack items. Those things can't make it through customs. No toothpaste, no candy in your boxes. But there's so many other things. The little toys that you get from McDonald's or those kind of things, you know, what we used to call the cereal box toys or whatever, those are perfect for shoe boxes. Little balls. Another favorite for a lot of kids in other countries is a soccer ball. We call it soccer here, but in a lot of other countries, they call it football. And so those are really good things going into communities. And like a soccer ball is a big deal for, you know, a boy to be able to have in a community. And I don't want to discount girls here. I put soccer balls in boys and girls boxes because, you know, everybody loves to play soccer. So those are my favorite things to put in. On that same website, Operation Samaritan's Purse /Operation Christmas Child, there's actually a whole list of items that you can pack, just suggestions, things that have worked. Another favorite for girls is always like a baby doll. Sometimes people can find inexpensive clothing items. Gloves and mittens and hats are always a good idea. Sunglasses are a favorite. There's so many things you can put in a shoebox.
Cool. And again, you said you had the guidelines on boxes, what to put in at the website.
Yep.
For Operation Christmas Child?
Yep, absolutely. The other really cool thing that happens when a child receives a shoebox is no matter what country they're in, and they receive not only do they get the shoebox, but they get the salvation message in a very colorful, beautiful booklet called The Greatest Gift, and it's in their language. So, again, for a lot of these countries, you know, kids don't have access to books and that kind of thing. They believe that The Greatest Gift booklet, they have translated that into 95 different languages, which I think just alone is really cool. And that booklet, they say, has been, like, for one booklet, it ends up getting shared in the village, in the homes where they live, up to 12 times is what their, you know, statistics, like how they've been able to figure it out. That's the other cool part. So along with the shoebox, when they're at these cool, fun distribution parties, you can imagine everybody's excited. Everybody is just, you know, waiting. They don't know what they're going to get. You know, they're just there for, you know, an event. And so then, you know, the shoeboxes get rolled out. All the kids get a shoebox. They get the Greatest Gift Journey booklet on top of their shoebox. They're flipping through that. And then volunteers go 1, 2, 3, and then everybody opens their shoeboxes at the same time. And you can just imagine the joy and the beauty of that, and just seeing the kids being so excited to get things that maybe they've never seen, never had. Samaritan's Purse firmly believes that for a lot of these kids, this is the first and only gift that they'll receive, which seems kind of sad, but Samaritan's Purse has a real inclination that they want to reach people that have never heard the gospel of Jesus. So part of their mission is that they do not return to the same places. So if it's a city in Russia, they will not go back to that same city in Russia for at least 14 years because they have such a diverse way that they need to get. They want to travel and make sure that they get these shoeboxes to people who have never heard it. So they're going into the deepest and the darkest parts of the world with it. So honestly, that's probably my favorite thing. And it actually gives me chills to think about the fact that, you know, they've translated this one booklet into 95 different languages to be sure that the child is getting, you know, this beautiful, colorful book, something they've never received before, along with a shoebox that you've packed. It's like you can be a missionary right from your own house, right here in America. You know, if you've ever craved the desire to go and help a child in another country, this is totally the opportunity to be able to do that while sitting in your living room yourself and being here in America.
Yeah, so you can,
it's like the coolest.
Yeah, you
I'm
can,
sorry.
You can make a big difference for a child this Christmas, or more, one or more children this Christmas. Wow.
So there's so many kids that are saved through these shoeboxes.
Yes.
I mean, that's the other cool part about it is, you know, while they're doing this big party, the salvation message is actually taught. So they go through the booklet that they've received, and like the kids get to hear about that. And then they don't just leave it at a shoebox and at a, you know, here's the salvation message. Then the kids can actually sign up for what's called the Greatest Journey. And that's a 12-week discipleship program. So when they're making these distributions of these boxes, they don't just pick a random place to do it. They actually partner with churches in those countries so that then those churches will be able to follow up with those families and those kids. And then the kids have the opportunity to sign up for 12 weeks of learning about the Lord and 12 weeks about understanding the Bible. And then at the end of it, the kids actually get their very own New Testament in their own language, which again is like unheard of, right? I mean, 95 languages. Just think about that. Think about all the areas. I can't even name probably 20 different languages, but Samaritan's Purse has translated it into 95 different languages. So the other important thing that I want to tell you is if you really have a desire to pack a shoebox, but maybe you just can't get to the store or, you know, you're just not sure what to do, there is a program through Samaritan's Purse, and it's called Build a Box Online. So you can, again, go to Samaritan's Purse, and then you're going to do /build a box. And you can actually, again, from your computer, from your phone, you can build a box online right now for a child. The cost of that is $25 to build the box. And then you still get to pick like your big items that are in your box. So I know a soccer ball is one of them. I know a Frisbee is one of them, a doll for a girl. For example, if maybe, you know, life is already busy, you've got Thanksgiving coming up. It's a great way to still support Samaritan's Purse, still be a missionary, get a box in a child's hand. And you can do it right there. You can upload a picture of you and your family so that, you know, encouraging words still get to that. The other important thing about packing a box is making sure that you put a little note in there, because the kids always want to know who in the world would choose to give me this gift, right? And of course, the answer to that is God. You know, all of these are inspired by God, right? Inspired someone to pack this box. And that's the whole purpose of sending the boxes. But in the end, the kids want to know, you know, who packed it. So you can put a picture in your box. You can put your email address or your address And not always, but sometimes the kids actually have the ability to write back to you.
Cool.
We've heard a lot recently, you know, about kids reaching out. Email is becoming more common. You know, they might not have access to paper and an envelope and a stamp to be able to mail it. Because again, you've got to think, like, I know that's hard for our American brains to wrap around, that, you know, that there's no way for you to have a stamp and a piece of paper. But in other countries, it really is, like, those are difficult things for people to get a hold of. My sister was a missionary the country next to Haiti. I totally went out of my head right now.
Oh, Dominican Republic.
Yes, they were a missionary in Dominican Republic. Thank you. And they didn't even have a street address. Like, in order to get mail to them, like it was the craziest thing how you could even, you know, there was no, they don't have addresses there. So, like, the water, you know, when for your water, they would come and, you know, they would put that on your thing. There was no addresses there. So getting mail to them, getting, you know, just basic things to them, they had to, you know, put it through through the city that was closest to them, because there was no, like, they didn't even have addresses. I know it's really hard for us here in America to understand how families living, you know, in the Dominican Republic don't have addresses, but that's really a thing. So it's just hard for our American brains to comprehend. But building a box online, super duper easy to do. A great way if you, again, don't have time to track down a shoebox and, you know, you don't have time to go shopping yourself.
Yep. This is the week to do it. Collection week for Operation Christmas Child, now through the 21st on Monday. And all the information can be found at the website, starting with SamaritansPurse.org. If we go there, we can find out how to get to Operation Christmas Child.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Everything is there.
All right.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And one other last little thing. This year, Samaritan's Purse is collecting their 200 millionth shoebox gift. So, yeah, I mean, crazy, right? Crazy to imagine. But don't feel like that there's not more work to be done, because there's so many areas that there's never enough shoeboxes. Even as much work as we do, there's never enough shoeboxes. So really, you know, go to the website, pack one online today, or go and pack one with your family this evening. Get it to a drop-off location by Monday, December 21st. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been talking with Lynette Kirsch, Great Lakes coordinator for Operation Christmas Child. Thank you so much, Lynette, for what you do. God bless you. And let's get a lot of boxes out to those kids.